This is your brain. This is drugs.
He's Southern, and you can tell because he wears a cowboy boot.
A new world order. We're done.
Keep your hand off that dial. This is 102.4 Blue Room Inside.
Broadcasting on all planes of reality.
Welcome, guys, to another week and another episode of Blue Room Inside. I am Daniel.
You are Daniel.
He is Daniel.
I'm Skipper.
The birthday boy. He's the birthday boy.
He had a big day today. He's tired.
It's his birthday. He's just been hanging out, playing Nintendo. That's what he do. That's what he does. Yeah, yep. So happy birthday, buddy.
Thanks. Happy birthday. How old are you? Cool.
About that age.
What are you now? 20, what, 8?
Not quite.
26?
Not quite.
He's 30.
25?
Going the wrong way.
29?
Well, you've skipped over it.
You must be 27.
Funny how that works.
Yeah.
Math.
No, but, I don't know.
You remember when you were 27?
Yeah, I do remember when I was 27.
You think he couldn't?
You think it was too far back? It was 3 years
ago. I met you when you were 26, so.
Wow. Times have changed. I think, let's see, at 27, let's see, that was Sloan. So, I mean, I was a dad.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
You can fix that within 2 days.
You can fix it right now.
I'm not going to.
That'd be something, wouldn't it? You're just... And then whoa.
It'd take 9 months. It should be 28, but yeah.
Yeah. Another one.
You ever seen the Chud episode of Rick and Morty?
Uh-uh.
He's half Chud. So thing just pops out and is ready to go.
Yeah.
So how is everybody? How's everybody doing?
Pretty good.
It's good.
Yeah. Anything new?
No. I don't think so.
I bought a... bass guitar. It's supposed to be in the mail sometime this week.
I bought an AR.
Okay. I like the difference that just went.
I know, that's why I brought it up.
That was good.
GTA 6. I'm excited for that trailer.
December, right?
Yeah. But they're talking about release, like officially announcing it this week. So
it'll be fine. No,
hopefully a logo. Hopefully just a logo.
Just
the logo would be cool, so you can get confirmation.
Pretty
that
sure
it's
we
not
have the logo, right?
Fucking Los Santos Stories. That'd be that funny thing? Shit, huh? They just released like some side game, fucking GTA 5, The Ballad of Gay Tony.
Is that gonna be a thing?
No, it's already been a thing.
But I'm saying, like, do you think that they would even think about
that?
They
were going to do those games, but they decided to do online instead.
Yeah, they really focus online stories. Because Gay Tony's in it, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he's probably a heist, but or, like, a part of a heist or a mission. But, yeah, GTA 4 had a bunch of side games just because of the fact that online wasn't the best on it.
Mm-hmm.
And if it wasn't for online, we probably would have gotten a bunch of side GTA 5 games. And possible expansion of Lost Venturas, like they originally were talking about. Because they were talking about having updates where the map would expand.
So do you think it actually, the online community ruined the possible story?
Online was super fun when it first came out. So
did it ruin?
I don't know if it ruined.
I wouldn't say they would ruin a story. They just added the story to online where you didn't have to pay extra.
However, online, you do have to pay to be good.
Yeah.
It's extremely, like, it's the real world, basically.
So it's not hard to get money in it.
There's me being poor, driving a shitty pedestrian car, and then there's somebody else online flying around on their motorcycle, flying around.
Yeah, I have those.
I don't have that. You got the shark cards.
Flying, huh?
So I got one on sale. So you know the Megalodon card? That's $120.
Yeah.
Well, if you bought GTA on like a digital copy through the App Store, it was you bought the game
and plus the.
But the Megalodon Shark card was only $40. You get it for free.
That's not bad at all.
Well, cool. So, did you guys see that our awesome friends over at Mystic Novelty Co. dropped Withville dates June 8th?
God, that's so fucking far away.
June 8th. Dude, yeah, but I'm already looking forward to it, guys.
So you think it's far away, but it's actually not.
Dude, it's so... It's
only like 7 months.
It's going to get here sooner than you think.
It's legit. 7 months away.
Dude, August feels like...
So we should probably go ahead and start planning for June 7th through the 9th.
Okay.
So maybe the 6th through the 9th, if we're lucky. Because if we leave the 6th, leave that morning, and then we have Friday to do whatever we want. We can go through the town and stuff, or penitentiary, Darius. The penitentiary.
The one that we talked about earlier on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, the 8th would be the day that it happens. But that's super exciting, right?
Yeah.
So, I'm excited about it. Do you think, Skipper, that you'd be able to go this time?
There is a good chance.
Just take it off.
It'd be a bummer if you guys end up swapping. Like, Darius ends up having to work and then you get to go. I mean, it'd be great for you, but, like... I really want to do an event where it's the four of us, you know, which I think we're going to with the Myrtle Beach trip. So it'll be nice. I mean, we did Encounter Quest with the four of us, but
yeah.
Saturday, that might be a little different because, you know, getting a shift here and there covered, but like getting days covered, especially when our other day guy was literally, he's at a whole nother store now. So yeah.
I mean, it'll be June, so it'll be right at the beginning of summer.
Yeah. I guess we'll definitely... This will be a critical thinking situation. So...
Damn. It's just closed down for a couple days.
Can't do that, buddy. Can't do that.
Not with that attitude.
Can't do that. I definitely... Gotta keep the lights on. So... But yeah. And then also, I'm sure you guys noticed, but this week, and to everybody listening to this, it's still kind of the week... But I'm sure you guys saw that I've been promoting our Mothman episode. And
I saw that on Instagram.
It's Mothman month. Really? Like, it happened. Like basically all the sightings of Mothman happened.
Almost came out fucking 4 years ago.
Yeah. You guys like Mothman? Is this a little story that gets you?
Elementary work.
What?
Damn.
Elementary work.
Do you like it?
It's all right.
That's that tier one on the Blue Room Iceberg.
Yeah, I mean, it probably will be. Whenever we go through our...
No, I mean, like, our own iceberg.
Oh, yeah. But whenever we go through it, it'll definitely be, I'm sure, at the top. Should be tier one.
And then, like, literally the next episode would be, like, the bottom tier. Annalise Michelle.
Maybe. I don't know. Let's see. So my question this week kind of goes along with the story, and that is... What is your favorite UFO shape or description?
Like triangle.
You're into the triangle ones?
Yeah.
So like orange. The Withville one? Like the one where it was like...
Yeah, orange light. Orange bottom lights.
Okay. What about you, Skipper?
Phoenix. My favorite is just the like classic saucer.
Yeah?
Like nice glass dome on the top of it.
Right. A glass dome?
Yeah. You know, dome. Like in
that's
like the
Mars
cartoon.
Attacks. Yeah, but that's not like the classic. The classic is just the disc, like a that.
No, so that added two orbs on top.
You just a dot. You're like okay, UFO's a dot.
No, I was actually about to say my favorite's the Tic Tacs.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
your favorite's the Tic Tacs. My favorite is also the classic saucer. If that wasn't it, then I also really like. The like boomerang kind of saucers that
the original.
Kenneth Arnold,
yeah,
it was him, right?
I believe so. The one that you saw in the plane,
yeah, flying in formation and all that.
The silver boomerang,
yeah,
the Phoenix Light.
That was like 50, 60 years later,
Nickelodeon. Which isn't too far away from our story, actually. I mean, it's
Phoenix Lights would happen about decades. 16 years later.
Yeah,
so 17 years.
Yeah. And this happened almost in 80. So, we're going into the mysterious Zygmunt Adamski case.
Zygmunt Adamski. Unique name. So, some background with Zygmunt Adamski. He was a coal miner who lived in the village of Tingley in West Yorkshire.
The village of what?
Tingley.
You'd love it there. Tingley. Very nice. And West...
Very nice. Spider-Man is Peter Tingley.
Zygmunt spent most of his life in Poland. However, he was born in Poland as well. However, in 1960, he and his wife would decide to move to the UK in hopes of restarting their lives. Zygmunt and his wife would end up in a small town in the countryside of England, and they would quickly make new friends as the Adamskis would be known as a very friendly and happy couple. However, on a beautiful summer afternoon of June 5th, 1980, Zygmunt decided to walk to a local grocery shop. During his commute, he conversed with some of his neighbors. The walk would be roughly a mile long. He'd be last seen alive on this day. Adamski would be missing for about 5 days, leaving those who knew him concerned and puzzled. Where did he go?
Nobody knows.
Well, the motherfucker was found.
Was he?
Yeah, eventually he was found. Adamski would be missing for 5 days, leaving those... Okay. Sorry, guys. I was rereading my script.
Oh.
On June 10th, on a Wednesday, more than 20 miles away in a coal yard in Todd Morden, Trevor Parker, the son of the owner of the yard, would be opening the compound gates at 3:45 p.m. to begin his second shift. During this process, however, Parker would discover Adamski's body laying on top of a 12-foot high coal pile.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's pretty interesting. Especially when you think about, I mean, how did he get there?
How the fuck did he get there? We'll get to that point right there, okay? Parker would contact the authorities. Alan Godfrey, a local police officer, would attend the case and arrive around 4:10 p.m. When under questioning, Parker would state that the last time he was at the yard was at 11 a.m. that morning. During that time, Adamski's body would not be there. Parker would also mention that the yard had been locked up after his first visit, and to his knowledge, no one had visited the yard between his shifts. The body must have appeared there sometime between 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Paramedics would quickly establish that Adamski had suffered massive cardiac arrest. However, they would, after authorities would take a closer look, they would suspect foul play. Adamski would have second-degree burns, marks on his back and neck and shoulders. An unknown jelly-like substance would cover these same burn marks. It appeared that someone had tried to treat these injuries while he was still alive. So, he had jelly
on. Yeah, so he... So, not only did they find this man's body on top of a coal stack that was 12 feet in the air, seeing nothing, no prints, nothing around it, it did not seem like the coal was disturbed at all. It literally was like he was placed there from the sky.
Yeah. His body was positioned in a way where it didn't appear that he died of natural causes.
And then those burn marks, there was like almost like a neosporin.
Yeah, it was just an unknown neosporin on him.
Unknown
cream. To make things even weirder, it appeared that he had been redressed by someone unfamiliar with the process of dressing. His coat would be buttoned wrong, his trousers, belt, and shoes were not fastened, and his wife claimed that the stuff he was wearing was not the same as when he left it. It also would appear that his body was super clean, not really showing any indicator of a rough week while he was gone. His face would be unshaven. It seemed as though he hadn't shaved for about a day's worth.
No, that's not... So, it was... So, he was missing for 5 days... And it seemed like he was clean-shaven until the previous day because he only had a day's worth of, like, a beard growth.
Which is crazy to think about, right? Yeah, and we'll get back into why that may be. And like you said earlier, there was no trace of coal dust on his clothing or skin, ruling out he climbed the pile himself. No fingerprints or disturbance either on the coal pile. it would also be stated that his face... kind of showed like his last moments of being alive, he was in either great pain or in great horror to whatever, you know, was in front of him or whatever caused his death. It would be concluded that Adamski had died between the hours of 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. on the same Wednesday he was found. It would be noted that he had been eating really well up to the day before he went missing, or he was found, I should say. The burn marks had been inflicted 2 days before his discovery also. The gel would remain unknown. No records would show him visiting any hospital for treatment of these burns. It was almost as if his body had just dropped from the sky onto this pile. So what are the possible, like, what do people think might have happened with Adamski? Well, BFORA, or the British UFO Research Association, would conclude that Adamski had been kidnapped by a female relative's husband, would be held in where he would be held in a shed and tortured with battery acid. They would believe that eventually he would suffer from a heart attack and pass. It's possible that the husband tried to hide his tracks and dumped the body in the coal yard. However, this leads to some, you know, questions. If this theory is true, why is the gel still unknown? Why would they dump his body in broad daylight? How did the guy have access to the coal yard, and why that location? The other theory is others believe that he was abducted by ETs. He would be held in some suspended animation, which would be the reason why he'd appear so clean up until his last day, having 1 day's worth of stubble. And it's possible that he was taken out for examination on his very last day, suffered a heart attack due to the sheer shock of the situation, and the bodies was probably left just because the aliens were like, fuck.
Yeah.
Let's just drop him here. But the only thing that people don't really understand why, like, if it was aliens, why would his watch and wallet be missing? Like, why would they?
His watch, wallet, stuff? And his button-up shirt was missing.
Right.
Because he was wearing a suit.
Right.
And that was still on him, but the shirt underneath the suit was missing.
And if they, to make things even more weird, is Todd Morden, the area that he was found, would be a really big hotspot for UFOs. I'm going to let Daniel take off right there.
All
right,
cool. So, when you started getting into the possible causes and alien abduction is a, you know, possible thing that happened to this guy, it didn't really get big into another Adamski started it, George Adamski, who is also Polish. So I'm assuming that this is a pretty popular name in Poland. To my knowledge, they did not. There was no relation, to my knowledge. However, it would be pretty interesting if both were related. Now, this is also like post-World War II, so I don't know what was destroyed in Poland. If like there's a chance that they could have been related. You know what I mean? However, I did not see it. But George Adamski, he is actually known to being one of the first like contactees or even like ufologists and stuff like that that like came out in the light. And actually, during a meteor shower of in October 1946, him and some friends, while they were watching the, you know, this nice, beautiful, which I don't know if you guys have actually seen meteor showers. Have you seen them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
You've never seen a meteor shower? They're really cool. But they were at this campground, and they say they witnessed a large cigar-shaped mothership. And apparently, Adamski has taken photographs of what he claimed to be that mothership, and he has also talked about and has written books on him meeting Nordic alien species and like other stuff like this. Now, he is known to be a hoaxer. And actually, fellow hoaxer Gray Barker has fucked around with this guy as well. He actually wrote a hoax letter by using like a fake name and then a letterhead from the U.S. U.S. Department of Defense. And Gray Barker actually fucking sent him a fake ass letter talking about how they knew that he was in contact with ETs and like the desert
just
and
scare
like
him.
All the shit. Yeah, yeah. So pretty weird life, and it doesn't even, you know, it doesn't even, that's not where it stops getting weird. Okay? All
right.
In 1962, Adamski announced that he'd be attending an interplanetary conference on the planet Saturn. He's also claimed that he has been in secret audience of Pope John. I think that's the 23rd. I'm not sure. What's two X's and three?
23rd.
Yeah, okay, just making sure. And received a golden medal of honor from the Pope. But yeah, but apparently he also had...
Did he say what the medal of honor was for?
It's right here. It just for, I'm assuming, whatever he's been doing with these aliens.
Pope's like, good job.
Yeah. No, but this is, again, this is the guy that has openly talked about the other Adamski case as being an alien abduction. Now, he was actually, this is actually, though, where it kind of gets, you know, kind of weird, but not really weird. He did die of a heart attack, but he was he's buried in Arlington. And to my knowledge, I don't know. But, like, isn't Arlington, like, National Cemetery? Like, anybody could be buried there, right? But isn't that, or isn't that the, I'm sorry, isn't Arlington National Cemetery for veterans?
Yes. I knew you were trying to go.
But yeah, yeah, sorry. Yeah. So, this fucking guy is buried there.
Did he serve?
To my knowledge... Oh, okay. Damn. I was going to say, to my knowledge, everything that I see here...
He was a soldier in the 13th U.S. Cavalry Regiment fighting at the Mexican border during the Pancho Villa expedition.
Hmm. Well, well, well then. Well, then there you go. So, but this guy, he's all over the ufology stuff. I am going to get more into him. I heard Project Blue Book has, like...
Apparently, talk back then, they were just way more open about who got buried there.
Okay, gotcha. But now, going back to Zygmunt's case, this Adamski. Now, Alan Godfrey was the police officer, or I don't know what they're called, the court police correspondent or whatever, ever in England. So in Yorkshire, or in that town.
What is it called?
It's like a PC.
The Constable.
Yeah. Constable.
Scottish Yard. Something else.
Constable. So anyways, this is what gets a little...
MI6.
A little weird. Well, actually, we'll put a pen in that MI6 shit. But Godfrey... So Godfrey was the investigator of the Zygmunt Adamski. And whenever he was going to, whenever he was, you know, looking at his body, whenever they found it on that coal pile, it really bothered him. Like, it was, like, super weird. It was really messing with him psychologically, especially since you also don't really, this isn't something that you would get all the time. And if you did, it'd be, like, the mafia or something, yeah. Right? There was actually things going around that, he was killed by KGB agents, which during this time makes sense. It actually would also make sense for any foreign antagonizer to kill him, probably. But other people has talked about him being struck by ball lightning, which is also just kind of like weird, right? But... So
when you don't know what happened, you can just kind of throw anything at the wall.
Yeah. So basically what happened was Godfrey started recalling that he was like, well, I guess I should walk that back. So he was at a light, and at that light, there was a really bright light, and then he kind of like... The bright light went over him, and then he kind of, like, came to, in a sense. Right. But he was a little further up the road, and it was just different. About 30, 40 minutes have passed. He gets out of the vehicle. He's, like, kind of, like, looking around, and he starts noticing, like, his shoes are split at the sole and at the toe. Like, he's been drunk.
Okay.
Basically... There's a. This is really kind of like the juicy part. And it seems like he was actually abducted. And he ends up going through hypnosis. And they find out that he, during hypnosis, they were running it back. And they... I'm trying to explain it in a weird way. It's weird because, like, did you guys ever see The Fourth Kind?
Yes.
Okay, so you know how, like, they get... Have you ever seen The Fourth Kind? Okay. Darius?
Parts of it, yeah.
Okay, so this kind of, like, with Adamski even, you know how, like, his face was, like, in terror and stuff? Mm-hmm. You know how, like, in The Fourth Kind, whenever they were going back through their hypnosis shit, like, their faces would get, like, fucked up like that. And... it was super weird that was happening. But with him, whenever he was going back through his hypnosis, he was getting agitated. Kind of like Betty and Barney Hill were.
Right.
And whenever he was going through it, he said he was on the table. He wasn't touching, like, anything. There was, like, a Jesus kind of looking guy that was there, which... Adamski, the George Adamski, right? That was his name.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, George Adamski actually said that Jesus is probably, like, an alien or a person here to, like, talk about the aliens, like, stuff.
Okay.
Which this guy apparently saw, like, this alien look, or this Jesus alien looking guy. And then there was another robot in the room, and then some other, like, small grays and big grays, which is very, you know, familiar. But
little grays.
But, like, the fact that he had little grays. But, like, for me, the fact that he had this UFO sighting, and now this encounter with the UFOs and stuff. Apparently, it was, like, a lot of people also saw it and had it. You know, they documented the time and everything, and apparently, it, like, went all over the world. But this fucked with this guy, Godfrey. Like, it hurt him. He did not do well. It was one of those situation where usually in these type of scenarios when it's an abduction case, I'm kind of on the side of, like, if it doesn't fuck with your life and shit like that, then it probably didn't happen, right?
Yeah.
Especially when you come out about it. Because if you know what I mean? Like, if you come out about it and it ruins your life, or, like, you get fired or something like that, and you're still not just accepting it, then that's it, right? No?
No, it's just something else. Just the way I popped into the conversation.
Oh, okay. So, like...
just out of context.
Gotcha. But I just think that, like, when it comes to abduction cases, like, Benny Barney Hills is weird, but... I still kind of somewhat believe that it may have been, like, America. Like, I don't think it necessarily was aliens that abducted them.
It was...
I don't think Travis Walton's was an abduction. This Zygmunt Adamski guy, I have no idea what happened to him. I think it is kind of weird whatever happened to him. But in all honesty, whatever is going on here with... Alan Godfrey, and then also him just going back and checking the hospitals, making sure that he wasn't wandering the area, making sure he talked to James Turnbull, who was the coroner that did the autopsy on the body. And I think even though they, like, said a heart attack or something, I actually think they said he died of, like, natural causes or something. Like, it was weird. I mean, I can't remember.
But a heart attack is natural.
It is, but, like, I'm saying, like, a... like, they couldn't really figure out why he, though, had the heart attack or something.
He just died.
But they, you know, and then the beard growth, right? Like, just one day of stubble. So he's been so he basically has been stopped in time the whole time until maybe 24 hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or from the time he went missing, and then from the time that he was put back, maybe that's just how it went.
Right.
But, dude, I really don't know. And, like, this guy, Godfrey, like, going through his like, hypnosis sessions and then talking about what he saw. And he believes that this is what he saw. it is, you know, where he saw everything. It was a UFO hotspot. I don't know. But I do know that it is still basically unsolved. And that it is, no matter what, there is some weird ass shit. But having a police officer seeing a UFO and then later on having hypnosis done on him and figuring out, like, you know, when that shit happened. Like, that's weird, right? I've been, especially lately, I feel like I've been more on board of going with, like, it's the government, it's this, it's the CIA, you know, it's something. But with this one right here, I really do think, like, I'm not sure. Like, I think that we should have been able to tell what the substance was on his back. And they put that into testing. They could not find anything. I think that... And it was raining the day that they found Adamski.
All right.
So, like, coal, smudge, it, you know, it's... Yeah. You're... If you are running for... If, like, you're trying to not get evidence on you, you're not going through coal. You know what I mean? Because that's going to mark your whole body up. It's going to mark everything. Like, I feel like that's an easy traceable thing. But I don't know. What do you guys think? Is this something, like, even, like, I understand, like, even Travis Walton. Like, I think Travis Walton's was a hoax. But, like, you got a dead guy here, and you got a guy that was investigating the case, had a separate incident, but the incidents could be correlating. You know? So, is this something where it is... a coincidence that that's what he saw, because it's a hotspot, right? Or is this something more sinister, or did these things just, like, happen? Like, or did both, they got both, and one of them did not do well and the other one did? But, like, even his shoes being split, you know, the dude with the shirt. Now, the shirt thing with Adamski, like, that could be... If that would be, like, KGB or something like that, that would be something to, like, throw off people, right? Like, I took his shirt. It clearly threw them off, right?
Right, they didn't focus on the wallet and watch as much.
Right.
Just, why is the shirt missing?
Or why is it buttoned up weird?
Right. So, like, where... So, what is it? Like, what... Is this a case where... I mean, the guy... I mean, I don't know. We got a guy, Adamski, who's dead. We got another Adamski that was yelling aliens. And we got Godfrey, who does think that he was abducted. And he also, apparently his kids even, like, it affected his whole family.
Yeah.
So, it's an interesting case.
What do you guys? I have no idea.
Really?
Yeah.
This is one of those ones that you kind of, but you could, like, I honestly, like, I could lean extraterrestrial for this. I don't think
it... How'd his buddy get up there?
I don't think his female family member person thing happened. Like, I don't think that was a thing. I don't know. I think that that guy may have been abducted.
And just dropped.
So he was abducted, but I don't think it was by aliens.
So you think it could be...
Yeah, I think it was the more, like, reasonable story.
Reasonable. Like, KGB, like, we thinking that. Because, like, it doesn't...
I'm sure you can get up the coal pile without making it look like you disturbed it.
I don't know, man. I can barely get up, like think of dirt and stuff like that. Or, like, when you go up, or a gravel pit, like, pile. Right.
Or they had a crane or something. I don't know.
They see, the crane found thing, a way to, I could see that, but you would think, however, though, that body, when the crane would drop it, it could place it on there, but when it does it, you would just expect the body, though, to at least have charcoal on it. Right. So, like, thinking about humans and us.
Unless it rained the night before.
It was raining the whole time.
So, maybe you could wash it off.
I mean, but do you think it would? See, that's what depends I actually... Depends on
how processed they were in the charcoal.
I thought about that, too. I actually thought about if he was on top of the charcoal, pole.
Just coal. Yeah.
Coal, sorry.
Yeah.
I was thinking about him being on top of Cole. And then, like, kind of like just gravity and the water just pushing everything down, right? Mm-hmm. Depending on how hard it was raining. They just said it was raining.
Right.
However, Cole gets super slippery when it's raining. So don't you think maybe the body would have fell?
Well, they might have been positioned in a way where it's just not going to
fall. Like the rocks are grabbing his suit or whether they're holding him in position.
I guess that's like one of the only things that we really don't know. I don't know. I think I like the Godfrey part more than any of this. But the Adamski, even with his face just being fucked and like, but the burn marks too, like,
and the gel.
Yeah, that's another. But okay, so let's say like it was torture, and yeah, they, or somebody they, was putting battery acid on them or something, right? Can, like, would that battery them? When they put that gel on that, would that battery acid react to the gel and like just kill everything in the gel to make it just mush, or would there still be enough of whatever that was made out of to be able to tell what it is? Right? I don't know. The more I talk about it, though, the more I believe that it wasn't an alien. However, with Godfrey... Well, no, I'm not going to say that it's not an alien, but I will say... Or maybe not extraterrestrial, but I will say whatever, I think whatever Godfrey did see, I think maybe is relevant to Adamski. How about that? And like, I do think they could be connected.
That's understandable.
Darius, what do you think?
I could see them being connected. I like the idea of it being connected more.
I do too. I mean, it makes a story. Yeah, it makes a story better for me. Does it make it better for you, thinking that they're connected? Or that they are just connected? Like, that's just better. That's more drama, for sure.
Yeah.
But, so what? Where are we going with it? Just, no? We don't know, but we don't think it's aliens?
That's where I'm sitting with it.
Yeah, I don't know how I got up there, but I don't think it was aliens.
You don't think it was aliens? What do you think Godfrey saw? Do you think he saw a UFO? Like, like a saucer? Like a craft? Or do you think...
Might have been just in a shit ton of pain and was like, fuck, that hurts.
I mean, what do you think about like his shoes and everything, though?
Maybe...
Once he gets struck by lightning.
Or the, well, no, this is the guy that wasn't struck by lightning. Gotcha. But, or like his... Like Godfrey's shoes and Godfrey, like... The time jump? Or the missing time? The distance of vehicle on the road?
Is it possible that
I think there was something paranormal going on? I do.
Fucking dog man.
Fucking dog man. Do you get? Does anybody else think anything paranormal was going on?
I don't know. This is hard because you don't know what's going on in his personal life at the time, so you don't know maybe if he just wanted to call it quits, walked away, was probably trying to leave, maybe. And then at some point in between his traveling, and he was still keeping up with himself, possibly. I mean, obviously he was. At some point of his traveling, something bad happened, and he, I don't know.
Locked it up.
Got fucked up. And had a heart attack.
I don't know. Well, I guess that's it then. Nobody really knows. I'm going to go a paranormal route. I really do. I think there's a paranormal route here. You know, I think that... I think something weird happened, and I don't think any... I don't know. Now, I do know that Godfrey has also written books as well now, so I might check him out, like, yeah. In all honesty. I could be excited for it. But, yeah. You guys have anything else?
No, I think that's it for me.
No? Okay, cool. Well, cool. Next week is Bigfoot stuff.
Yes, right.
So that'll be super exciting. We'll see you next week. Yeah. Thank you.